The first ever Forget-Me-Not Cat Haven Steak Night fundraiser is set to go tonight at the Windsor in Van Tlick Hill. The organizer is our good friend Don Dubois. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Derek. How are you?
I am excellent. So how did you get involved with the cat rescue?
Okay, Shirley, I have a rescue cat of my own. I've had her for 6 years, and she's a baby of the house. And I know the founder, Elizabeth Clark, of Van Tlick Hill and Carolyn Miller, are good buddies of mine, friends. And we realized that we talked recently and said, look, there's been a lot of abandoned cats just thrown away, and you know, even dogs too as well. And you've seen stories on YouTube. And I said, you know what? You guys need help. So I decided that I'd throw my efforts into helping them and organize this. And I'm telling you, Derek, I am so overwhelmed. You know, when there's elderly people, children, and animals, there's hardly ever a no. So I have almost $1,900 of gift prizes, or almost $2,000, actually. I'm still getting gifts coming in today to donate, to give to people, you know, winners, you know. So that's for the silent auction we have. And that's really how I got involved. It's really just, there's a need for it today, especially with the pandemic, people going back to work, and they realize, oh, I can't do this anymore. So they have litters of kittens coming in on a regular basis, and we have excellent help from Pet Value to showcase the kittens that are back in health and ready for adoption. So you can go on their website. There's adoption rules. There's a donation site if you want to donate directly to the Cat Haven. There you go. So, and it's sort of a very large area, by the way. Derek, Hawkesbury, Alexandria, Van Tlick Hill, Orignal, Rockland, even on the Quebec side, Lachute. So there's a need for it in an area. There's no Cat Haven place, as far as I know, to get these cats back to a healthy situation.
And the one thing to keep in mind as well, this is a non-profit volunteer cat refugee in Van Tlick Hill, right?
Absolutely, and even have help from some of the students who donate their time, you know, to go there and feed the cats and wash them and, you know, and play with them. And there's a cat barn that was built or constructed a few years back when Elizabeth started, and all is donated construction products. So they have, like, you know, cat parks, and they have cat food, and the it's just amazing. It's just one of my friends, Carolyn, who also helps out, and she has a bunch of cats at her house, and it's just amazing. You just walk around there, they feel so happy. it's just, you know, like, so so enlightening, especially at a time like this. You know, animals and cats and dogs, when I was a little personal vendetta, when I lost my job years ago during the pandemic, I'd come home, my cat was there, and she'd cuddle up to me, and it just changed you. It chills you out. It just chills you out.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. And one way, of course, that people can help out with the cat rescue is to be a part of the Steak Night fundraiser at the Windsor tonight. Now, there's two servings, right, Don?
Yeah, approximately 5 o'clock and 7. And it's 2 for $35, with some of the money coming back to the foundation to help out. The beautiful steak, mushrooms, fries, the best fries this side of heaven, a little salad, garlic bread. I know it's really, really worth it. And also we have a live band, 50 Proof, playing.
Oh,
and
nice.
They're playing country to Tom Petty, to ZZ Top, to Presley, to Johnny Cash, and they're doing a little tribute to Charlie Watts, who unfortunately passed away this week.
Fantastic. If people want to go, they need to reserve their seats by giving the Windsor a call. What's that number, Don?
The number is 613-678-2122, and anybody who answers the phone can take the reservation for either the 5 o'clock sitting or 7. And those who want to hang out, and all the raffle prize will be drawn around 8 o'clock. So those who are not there and raffle off prizes, I will call them the next day and say, here's your prize, come and pick it up.
It's the first ever Forget-Me-Not Cat Haven Steak Night fundraiser at the Windsor tonight in Van Tlick Hill. Don, kudos. I know when you get behind fundraising events, you go all out, and you've done it once again, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you to the Evanoff Radio Group, oh, by the way, and all of the sponsors of your advertisers on the Evanoff Group, and including our friend Nick Malakat and everybody else down on Main Street for donating gifts.
Starting your mornings with the right vibes. This is Hot Country Mornings with Derek.